King Abdullah, what do you think about the U.S. taking over the Gaza Strip? Do you want to see the U.S. own the Gaza Strip?
Well, I think, as I said earlier, the president is looking at Egypt coming to present their plan. As I said, we will be in Saudi Arabia to discuss how we can work with the president and with the United States. I think let's wait until the Egyptians can come and present it to the president and not get ahead of ourselves.
And is there a parcel of land in Jordan that you're willing to have Palestinians?
Well, I think what we said, I have to look at the best interests of my country. I think the president is very happy that we do this thing with 2,000 children as quickly as possible. And again, I believe that the president is looking forward to getting a group of us Arabs here. To discuss the overall plan.
Mr. President, you said before that the U.S. would buy Gaza, and today you just said we're not going to buy Gaza.
We're not going to have to buy. We're going to have Gaza. We don't have to buy. There's nothing to buy. We will have Gaza.
What does that mean?
No reason to buy. There is nothing to buy. It's Gaza. It's a war-torn area. We're going to take it. We're going to hold it. We're going to cherish it. We're going to get it going eventually, where a lot of jobs are going to be created for the people in the Middle East. It's going to be for the people in the Middle East, but I think it can be a diamond. It can be an absolute tremendous asset for the Middle East, and you're going to have peace. It's going to bring peace in the Middle East. Gaza, the way it is right now, every 10 years, you're going to have the same thing happening. I've watched it so long, all the death and destruction of Gaza. The civilization's been wiped out in Gaza. No, it's going to be a tremendous thing. It's fronting on the sea. It's going to be a great economic development job. It's going to put people to work, a lot of people to work. And those people are all going to be from the Middle East.